Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast on this 14th day of April. It is 2021, and a lot of the show today, we talked about Aaron Rodgers wanting to become the full-time Jeopardy host. Can you imagine? You know, we went through the numbers in terms of the days it'll take and all that stuff. Can you imagine if he did that and still played quarterback, the kind of pushback he would get from Packer fans, especially if they didn't win, to be like, oh, you got to just go home Jeopardy.
Of course. Of course. I mean, you better be on your A game. Your football skills better not diminish at all, or you're going to get all that stuff. Absolutely. I'm sure he's thought about it, too. But that's because fans, and I'm not going to just say Packer fans don't believe that their athletes, their teams, their idols should have a life outside of doing their sport. You know, should always be in the playbook. You should always be practicing.
Do anything other than their sport.
No, you should not be going out. You should not be dating because that throws you off. You should not get married. That throws you off. Fans of all teams, all sports, believe that all the players should do is go to the facility and then go home. That's it.
Yeah, if you're a football player, play football. Practice football. Think about football.
Absolutely. I mean, you know that. You know that. There are people that people are going out. Oh, you went out, you lost because you went out at night and you didn't play well. I mean, all this stuff. They just don't believe that they should have a life. It's crazy.
And it's ridiculous. And especially with the dating life or married life. To me, that is just such an unbelievable, you know, it's like, okay, so
I wonder
Rory
how many
McIlroy
people
recently got married, right?
Right?
He hasn't played well since he got married, blah, blah, blah. He's going through a swing change, too. Yes, his life has changed, but, I mean, he's also going through some things with his game that he's trying to work on, and that's probably as much a reason as anything that he hasn't done a lot.
Yeah.
It just boggles my mind. And when you look at a guy like Jack Nicklaus, who's been married for, I don't know, 60 years or whatever, and, you know, they did a nice piece on he and Arnold Palmer, at least I saw something over the weekend, and their relationship through the years, though they were bitter rivals on the golf course, they were great friends off the course. Their wives were friends forever, and so it just does, I don't know. People are just looking for any excuse.
Sure. Well, look at Max McGee. Was it Super? It was Super Bowl I, right? The story is that he was out all night drinking. He was hungover. He was hanging out with some stewardesses. Comes strutting into the hotel like 6 a.m. and then goes out and plays the Super Bowl and kills it.
Carousing, because he didn't think he was going to play
right.
too much.
Right, seven
day.
Catches, 138 yards, two touchdowns.
Plus, remember back then, the I don't know if the Super Bowl really had as much. I mean, obviously it wasn't as big. But, I mean, I don't know if they really looked at it as, like, the championship game. It was more, you know, the Ice Bowl was more the championship
sure.
game.
This is
hadn't established itself.
But if you remember, though, there was a lot of pressure because they had the NFL had to beat the AFL to
yeah.
show that they were superior. So maybe it wasn't looked upon as being as big of a game, but there was a lot of pressure that came with that game. And
that's
the first
true.
And the first couple. You know, and then it was obviously the Jets in Super Bowl III that kind of turned the football world on its ear.
Yeah, it's like 14-point dogs or something.
Yeah.
They came out and won that, and that was chalk went up for the AFL.
Yeah, but Max McGee was able to prove that you can stay up all night, get hammered, hang out with some hot women, and still get your job done.
Yeah. But I think it would be great. I think it would be great if Rodgers could pull it off. If you could do both.
That'd be fine with me. I mean, I don't watch Jeopardy on a regular basis or at all, and so I really don't care, but I'll be first in line if he doesn't do his job on the field at Lambeau.
Oh, man. I think he's done a really good job, and I think it's getting better. Like we saw last night, we finally saw a little bit of his personality breakthrough, and he's getting more and more comfortable. I think it's cool. You know how much... I was looking this up, too. Okay, so Rodgers makes, what, $30 million a year just for football? He's got a huge contract with Adidas. He's got a gazillion dollars.
State Farm insurance.
State Farm, all those things. Do you know how much Alex Trebek was getting paid to host that show?
Oh, let me take a stab at this. $4 million a year.
Higher.
$10
million. Mm-hmm. That was the estimate. $10 million a year that I saw this morning. I looked it up.
It's crazy.
To work 46 weeks or whatever he does.
Still chump change for Rodgers, though.
Yeah, but it'd be a nice second career.
Sure, it's good walking around money.
Yeah, $10 million a year to host. I wonder what Pat Sajak is making. He's been around for so long doing Wheel of Fortune. Now, that would be the gig. I mean, that is like mindless. You don't have to do anything. You have all the answers in your hand. You know the puzzles. So when someone guesses a T, you know if it's a T in there or not. You know, you don't have to think. You don't have to be smart. You just got to call the number when it's like, yeah. Ooh, 650. Maybe you got to do a little addition. Yeah, there are two T's. That'll be $1,300.
Yeah, maybe. Like, well, then the easier gig would be Howie Mandel with Deal or No Deal, pick his suitcase.
Yeah, that would be pretty
and
easy.
And then
too.
The banker comes down with the offers. That's all he has to say.
Yeah, call the banker.
The banker's offer is $125,000.
By the way, what do you think that they came up? I always try to guesstimate what the banker's offer was going to be.
Oh, all the time.
When it would get down to the last four or five, I'd just try to add up what was left, divide it by the number of left, and then see what the number is.
It was usually the median, right? It's usually the median of what's left, the average of what's left.
Right.
Yeah, it's really not that hard, and even as a contestant, you can kind of get a good idea as to what the offer is going to be. But anyway,
you'd have to go into that game with a number in mind, wouldn't you? Well, I guess you got to see how the board lays out too. But
it does.
It would be awfully hard to turn down like a $300,000.
Absolutely. You and I talked about this a few podcasts ago when we were talking about the wall. There's no doubt that you have a. There's no doubt that you have a. You should have a number in mind. I've always had a number in mind if I was ever on one of those games where you're going to get out.
Even if the odds are in your favor that you could really, really get after?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about with the odds being in your favor. But, I mean, if you're getting up to about $150,000 to $200,000, I mean, you're talking about some altering stuff there, paying your kids college, paying off a mortgage, all that type of stuff. You know, when we're talking about the wall, where I think, you know, kind of the known amount is, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 to $75,000. As much as I'd love to have $60,000 or $75,000, you know, by the time you lop off taxes, and we've talked about, all right, maybe you buy a new car or something like that, that's not going to change your mind. But if you got, you know, 200 grand in the hand, and let's say you could still win 750, but go to zero, you know, Then you got to start to think. Yeah, all these games.
Strategy for that
absolutely, game. All these different games. You have to have a different thing in mind. But I've certainly thought about a dollar figure in mind if I was doing something like Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, the best way though would be the host, because he's getting paid no matter what. He's getting paid a lot more than the contestants.
Yes, he is.
And how long they win.
Yes,
that would be the job to shoot for. I don't blame Rodgers for going for it. I would too.
Yeah, but certainly,
if I had any kind of cachet, if you will, I would apply for the job. I could do it. I could read quick. That's what I might like when we used to play. What's the name of the game with the wedges? Trivial Pursuit. I loved being the guy reading the questions. I always wanted to read the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want a shot at it, man. We shot at Jeopardy. You don't have to know all the answers or what they even mean. You get them beforehand. You know, Alex used to come off as being the smart brainiac who knew all the stuff. He can't know all the stuff.
Oh, of course not. Well, we got a sneak peek. Aaron showed us the podium.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck to him. I'm pulling for him to get the gig, and I hope he's able to do both. I think that would be awesome.
As long as he throws 40 touchdowns and less than 8 interceptions.
Yeah. I don't see why he wouldn't.
And 4,300 yards. And the Packers are 13-3, bare minimum. Mm-hmm. Then I'm good with it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll see how it works out. We'll see if he gets the full-time gig. And just can't wait for the comments. You can find out what they are by listening to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m., right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.